President Trump inherited America's longest war, and he's reportedly increasingly frustrated by how it's being fought. NBC News reports that during a contentious mid-July meeting, the president told his national security team the U.S. is losing in Afghanistan, and he proposed removing the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson. News of that meeting came last night, a day when two U.S. troops were killed when a suicide bomber attacked their NATO convoy near Kandahar, the Taliban quickly claiming responsibility. Phil Ewing is NPR's national security editor. Phil, what does this reporting about this alleged meeting say to you about the debate over Afghanistan strategy?
Well, from what we understand from that story and from our correspondent Tom Bowman at the Pentagon, people in the White House, especially the president, as you described, are very frustrated with what they perceive to be the limited options being presented to them by the top military commanders, including Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and the National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. Trump, as you said, inherited this conflict, which generals beforehand have said basically is in stalemate. And in the president's words, according to that report, he believes that, in fact, the United States is losing. And at the same time, he's not getting anything for his own purposes that makes it seem as though any policy that he puts into place could do anything more but just continue the policies of his predecessors. And by all appearances, he's very frustrated by that.
And by the way, what is the policy in Afghanistan?
Since the Obama administration, the United States has tried to consolidate as much as possible of the work done by the last phase of the war in Afghanistan, where there were about 100,000 troops across the country clearing and holding and then building areas of Afghanistan that had been long under the control of these insurgent Taliban forces. But since that peak of troops, today there are, by comparison, only about 8,500 American forces across the country, and the Afghan National Security forces, which were stood up by the United States and its international allies at great cost, have not been able to protect the areas of the country from the insurgent Taliban. Mm-hmm. And today, the Taliban is on the march in a lot of places, especially in the south. And so the United States has been planning to send yet more troops, possibly about 4,000 more troops, to help in key places and also potentially do some direct fighting of their own. That's the strategy that Trump, we understand, has been presented, although he hasn't actually authorized it yet. And this meeting that took place last month was for him to kind of review the bidding in terms of what those troops might do and what his options might be. And I don't know that anyone expects, inside or outside the White House, that the United States can do much more than just keep this at a low boil, because the nature of the war there and the nature of the limits of the Afghan government mean there aren't many more things that Washington will be able to do.
Well, when President Trump said we're losing the war, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that's because the U.S. doesn't have the right strategy, but he told Congress he'd have a new strategy by mid-July. That deadline passed. Today, Senator John McCain released a statement defending General Nicholson, the commander in Afghanistan, but also saying he, McCain, would offer his own strategy if the president and Pentagon can't come up with one. You're saying that, you know, there's kind of this realization that maybe you just keep it, as you said, as a low boil. But we're also hearing there is a debate within the administration, you know, send more troops, while advisor Steve Bannon arguing against further involvement.
That's right. I think from that school of thought, this would just be more of the same, and you would amount to a perpetual American military presence in Afghanistan, which, in the view of hawks like John McCain, is actually a good strategy, because what you want to do in this school of thought is take away these artificial timelines that he argues the past administrations have placed in Afghanistan by saying, we'll have all the troops out by a certain date, that just enables the insurgent forces there to wait you out, and instead say, the United States will treat Afghanistan the way it has treated military presences in Asia and Europe after World War II, where in a lot of cases, American troops never left. And the strategic benefit for the McCains of the world is to make a commitment and say, we will never again let terrorists like al-Qaeda use this country as a base from which to launch an attack on the U.S. And if that means that American troops are there for 50 more years in this school of thought again, so be it. Obama was definitely much more of a dove after the peak of the American troop presence there. And he and his administration officials concluded there wasn't much more that the United States could do, because Afghanistan will just never get to the point where you have this Switzerland in Asia Minor that George W. Bush's administration once envisioned, just because of the way the military is, because of the way the government is. And so Afghan good enough was their watchword, which was the phase that Trump inherited that was before these military gains the Taliban have made against the government and before it kind of put the United States in a position where the Pentagon was supporting sending more forces just to kind of keep body and soul together.
Phil Ewing, I have to ask you in about the minute we have. The day before this mid-July meeting we've been talking about, President Trump also sat down with service members that had spent time on the ground in Afghanistan, kind of said they know more than their leaders. He compared them to waiters who know the ins and outs of restaurants. Does he run the risk of insulting his generals too much? And you only have a few seconds there. Sorry.
Well, I think there is a lot of tension there, as you heard from McCain today. And the more tension he has with the Pentagon, the more difficult it is for them and the White House to come to an agreement about what to do in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Phil Ewing, NPR's national security editor. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you.